Now we're starting to say number shurim on Pasuk over Kisnan and Mechlal Hilchos Brachos. The Mishnah says in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, Al Peres Oretz Huayim Ebay Pri Adama. Chutz Min Apas Shal Pasuk Amar Maitzi Lechman Oretz. On Peres Oretz, you say by Pri Adama. On Peres Oretz, you say by Pri Adama. So Pas, you say Amar Maitzi Lechman Oretz. David Rum speaks out in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos. The reason why Pas has a special bracha. Because it's Sayyid HaLev, a person fills himself up with it, Sayyid HaLev. And also, Lechem, who are Mufka Sheb Ma'achalim, Shebai Kim Amin Ha'adam, the Chiyusam. That's the main, especially in times of Chazal, that was the main nourishment of the person, the person what he ate. So, Meir Chazal will Kaveya, Abraham, Yuchedis for Pas. The same thing speaks out to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Kuf Samach Zayin, in Sif Kotn Aleph, Kot Nekashiva Salechem, Asay Lev Shinema, Vitilim, Alechem above Enish Yisai. Okay. That's why Chazal Kaveya, a special bracha for bread. I mentioned January 29th in this year, I mentioned a few halachos Negeya, Pas and so on, which I'm going to say over again because it's Negeya to the Shurim. The din is that even if you eat a mashu, you have to make a bracha. Like the Mechaber speaks out in Kusam Ches Tiftes, Pas Goma, Afil Parchas and Exayis, Mevorach Ab Amoitzi. That person has bread even less than the Kazayis, he makes Amoitzi. Avil Achlov Enivar Klum, Kosher Ech Exayis. But after the bracha Achreina, benching and so on, you don't do it as long as you eat the Kazayis. So Mishavur speaks out there in Sifkot Mem Zayin. He said, Parchas Mekzayis was a meat mechabu and says Parchas Mekzayin. Do I didn't feel cold who? Even on Mashal. The Otsu, the Hunnus, the Oilam, the Zabli Bracha. And same thing, Mechabu speaks out again in Sim Reish Yud, in Sif Aleph, Oilcha Parchas Mekzayis, Bein Mipas, the Misham Oichlim, not only bread, but any type of food. Vashay Sif Parchas Avias, Vach Bacha Rui, Laisamin. You have to make the Bracha Vashayna. Bracha Chayna is a Shayla. So Mishbu speaks out there again in Sifkon Gimel, I feel a kosher. He drinks a mashu, or eats a mashu, and he'll get a bread or anything else. Ben Ba'aycha, Ben Mamashka, the Otzel, the Hanes, Ben Zer, Ben Bracha. And same thing, so if a person is past him a kosher, he has to make a moitzi. Just the only shaila is, do you make it in Tirsa Daim or not? If someone is less than a kazayas of bread, there's a machoikas, a paiskim, you chai make a Tirsa Daim. The Mechaber says, in Simen Kufnun Ches Sif Gimel, Imach HaPachas Mikazayis, if he eats less than Kazayis, Yesh Misha Aymesh Ein Tzach Netila. You don't make a Netil Sidayim. And Tzai is only from Kazayis and more. Less than Kazayis, you don't make Netil Sidayim. Same thing speaks out to Tazde and Sif Katan Gimel, that you don't need Netil Sidayim. And same thing speaks out to Chsam Seif and Chuvis, or Chaim Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, and Mishibur, and Sifkot and Yod over there, and Simon Kuf Nuches, he brings down the same thing holds the Bach and the Gra and Biki Yosef, and the same thing speaks out to Achashuchen and Kuf Nuches Sifkot and Gimel and Simon Reishud Sifkot and Beis. However, the Mishbur there and over there Sifkot and Yod brings down Alechem Chamudis and Amor Avram and El Yerab and other Achreinim that you have to wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha on Tisidayim. Shulchan Rav speaks out in Simen Kuf Nuches Sifkon Beis that's not Siver, it's not Nechshav Aichal, Parchas Mikabeya. In Mishbur Ein Tov Ladina, that's Nachal Chatzkira, a person should machma wash his hands without a bracha on Tisidayim, because on Parchas Mikzayis. And same thing when Moshe speaks out in the Tshuva, in Archaim Cheribay says Simen Gimel, the minig is to wash your hands, but not to make them Tisidayim. And I think that's what the minig item is. The ingress in the kazayas, then the din is, you should wash your hands. There's even a shayla, let's say if you ate even a kazayas, do you have to wash it, that you need to use the dayim? There's a machlaikas, a place, can you make a bracha or not? Now, if you eat more kazayis of bread, but I don't eat kebeya. So the machlekes in the paiskim. The mechaber says in kufnun ches sif beis says yesh mishayma shem ein aicha pachas the kebeya yitidav leivach. If a person eats less than a kebeya, he should wash his hands and he should not make a bracha. A kebeya, according to many paiskim, is double the amount. Whatever kazayis is, it's double the amount. Some holds a third, some holds a half. We'll take on it's a half, so it should be at least double. Until kebeya coined the machabeshita, until kebeya, yeah, you wash your hands and you don't make a bracha on tisidayim. However, shatzi in there in sif contest things on the gra that argues that a person eats a kazayis but not a kebeya, he has to wash his hands with a bracha. The going argues on the machaba, yeah, medina, you have to make a bracha on tisidayim if you want a kazayis. Medina, how do we hold? So the paiskim is machlekes. Dorach Hashulchan speaks out in Sif Katan Gimel. Ledina sits a sava brachas machlekes v'chab and gra. Sava brachas, you should be make or not make a bracha. And you don't make a bracha to your dime if you eat less than a kebeya. Which according to that, very often when you eat meals today, you don't make to your dime according to him, because most people don't eat a kebeya at a meal. However, however, Moshe in the Tshuva, Arachayim, Chayagdal, Sima, Mala says, Vada Chatzkila, Yoshi, the Kabeya. But if a person wants to eat only Kazayas, still he makes a bracha on Tisidayim. There happens to be interesting Sreis HaShulchan. Sreis HaShulchan is in Simon Lamavav Zayin. Let's say, Wamachma, like the Arach HaShulchan, and like the Mechabashita, that you don't make it Tisidayim. Unless you eat a kebeya. Let's say a person washed hamaitzi on the condition to eat a kebeya, and he made a bracha on tisidayim. And at the end, he sees he can't eat a kebeya. All he can eat is a kazayas. And you only had a kazayas. It's not to the bracha batal according to Shita Samachaba. Why? It's a kavachayma from a shai tshuva that quotes a mitzvah. Shai tshuva, beginning in Kuftin Ches, quotes a mitzvah in Chulin Daf Kuvav. It's a famous mitzvah that says that if a person made a bracha of tisidayim, he's about to wash, he wants to eat bread. He washes his hands, he made a bracha of tisidayim. Then he decides, I don't want to eat. It's not to the bracha of atala. And the Hatzvi, in Arachayim, in Chelakal, Simon Tzadik Tez, he's mazbir as well, that, why is it not a bracha of atala? He's not eating bread. Why is it not a bracha of atala? So he's mazbir as well, that says, since the Shas the Bracha, he did Kedin. And he had a Bracha when he wants to make a Tisidayim, to make a Bracha. So that's the Imasakim. When a person wants to eat, he has to make a Yitzchayim Tisidayim with a Bracha. Now, Einus happens afterwards, it's not Nifka Mitzvosai. That's how the Hatzvi is Mazba Ritva. Kaindis speaks out the Chazainish. And Arachayim Simu Chafei Sifkan Ches. That after he was not a Yadav, he made a Hefsik, that he has to wash his hands again. The Bracha Shainam Tisidayim is not the Batola, like the Ritva. He quotes also the Ritva, also, the Chazanish. So Koshkein, the first eats Gazayis. They're talking if you don't eat at all. You wash the Tisidayim, and you're not going to eat at all. So it's not a Bracha Tola. So Koshkein, Shulchan, if you can act in the kebeya and eat a kazayas, it's not Sira Bracha Batala. And Bechlau, you could say, since Shitas and Hold, the Meko, you are to make up with your time even by the kazayas, so rather it's not Sira a Bracha Batala. Yes?
What if someone had in mind to eat less than a kazayas? They washed without making a bracha. Then he ate a kebeya.
No, it's too late. There's even some sheets that hold after you dry your hands, you can't say anymore. Yeah, so Koshkin, after you start eating. Yeah.
Why is it different? If I want to eat an apple, I make a break for Adam, and I said, nah, I don't feel like eating it now. So that's a bracha l'vatola, right?
Right, yeah.
So why here?
Because the eating bread is mechayev to wash your hands. You were planning, Mishas, when you wash your hands, you were planning to eat bread.
I need this apple.
Doesn't make a difference. But material, because you have to tie your dime. Here's not a bracha on a food, it's a bracha on a tila. If it be a food, it'd be a problem. This is on a food. Okay? It's different.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Always we're talking about Teichel's Pras. We'll get to those halachas Teichel's Pras. But the Mishnah means the Teichel's Pras, yes. Except according to a Prima Gadam, Ad Chazayin Amari, okay? Not now. Yes.
What's the reason why we're washing
those down? There are two reasons. One out Tzrach Tumah, and one is Yadav Nikiyah, clean hands. Yadav Nikiyah, and because Tzrach Tumah.
So why don't, but that's only a din by bread? And
bread, only bread, yeah. You don't wash, if you wash for fruits, you wash, if you wet fruits, you wash your hands. We'll get to those halachas also. You wash your hands for wet fruits, but you don't make into your sedayim.
But with a kli?
Yeah, with a kli, yeah. Or something done with a kli. All right. Alright, so that's so Natiya Sidayim for Amaitse Lechatzkiri she eat a kebeya, but like most people don't eat a kebeya, usually eat Shabbos, you may eat a slice of challah, that's it. So you have what to be semichan, not to make a brach, you can make one Natiya Sidayim as long as you eat a kezayis. And the kezayis, of course, has to be the Chnei Chiris Pras. We'll get to that more now. Why it has to be, and it should be the beginning of the meal.
What about children?
What?
What about children? There's no way.
We'll get, huh?
There's no way they can.
We're going to talk about that soon.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about when you wash on Maitzi and you start eating, do you have to eat a kezayis right away to get your meal? Or it's a nice thing, or you don't have to? If you wash on Maitzi, like take a bite of bread, and then at the end of the meal, you eat a piece of bread. Does it have to be at the beginning, or it shouldn't be at the beginning, or it's not necessary? The Ramah says, in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sifalov. He says, Tzarech Litein, this is the Lashon of the Ramah. Tzarech Litein min HaPrusa v'cholechem k'zayis. You give everyone from the piece of bread, you give him an Eshon k'zayis. So Mogavon speaks out in Sifkot Zayin. He says, it's Tzarech L'chatzchila, you should eat a k'zayis when you make HaMaitzi. And the Mishibur brings him down Ladina in Sifkot Tezvav. And the Shatian speaks out in Sifkot Yudalad, even though Be'etzim, the Chiyah Bechus HaMaitzi is Ivan Pachas Mikazayis, like we said just before, and said in Kusam Chesiv Tetz, still, you should eat a Kazayis. So it's Mashma from the Mishbur, he holds the Taiba Chatzchila. It's a nice thing to eat a Kazayis right away. And it's also Vaitas from the Mishnebura, you're allowed to talk. As soon as you swallow the first bite, calls it man, he was talking about Masho, from the Basi, he swallowed a Masho to bed. The din is, you should lechatchila, but you're allowed to talk. And the same thing speaks out in Mishbur again, in Sifkot Lamed Hei. He says, Ein tzarech, this is a Lashon, Amram, Ein tzarech sheyechol dafke shir kezayis kredim sheyidaber. Dafilim achol akpachas bikzayis acha bracha, kashiv achil in yizah. Demut adab achakach, mutzarech akach. A person, if he eats even a mashu, and even though he should eat kezayis beginning in the meal, but he's allowed to talk. But as long as he ate, swallowed a mashu, that's enough. And shaloi makom chak toshu yarecha mitzchila sheik zayis. It's not a shasat chak. A person should eat the beginning of meal ek zayis. And the same thing speaks our Moshe in the Tshuva and our Chaim chelakei sim tezayin beginning ois dalet. That a person should eat a zayis beginning of meal. He doesn't talk about talking and not talking, but he says he should eat a zayis right away. However, the behetif and Sif Katan Tes says, Tzarech Shalechel. That's his Lashon. You have to eat a kezayis before you talk. Kodem Shehidaber. And Anderson, he writes the Mokar is a Mokar Avram in Shalach Kodesh. However, you look at the Mokar Avram in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, he doesn't say much about it. However, the Machsa Shekel in Sif Katan Tes Zayin learns that in the Mokar Avram. And the Sifkot, and that Mokar Avram, the Sifkot Zayin, the Chatzchila, you should eat a kezayis, the beginning of the meal, and you should not talk until you eat a kezayis. That's how Machsa Shekel learns, and the Mokar Sifkot Zayin. I guess the Fedor has the Chadai, you might think, and so on. However,
that's
for
what?
Yeah. I don't know. He probably holds the bracha goes on that. It's a chiddush gadol. The ma'aser ladina, we hold it's only chatchila. We paskin ladina that you only have to eat kezayis beginning in the meal. It's only chatchila, and the same thing speaks out the shulchan aruch and sif dalet. That's our minute to eat kezayis in the beginning of the meal. It's a minute, but you're not mechuyev. It's only chatchila. And sending speaks out the kseis hashulchan and lamazayin sifkan chabez and orcha shulchan sifkan rav. And the same thing speaks out the orcha sabenu from the stipler in chelukal page ayin tes. And also he says you can talk before you eat a kazayis. No, it's not like the behavior. It is very shver. Why can't you talk? Like you're tying yourself. It's enough to kazayis. If I eat a mashu, I can stop eating and I can talk. So why should it be a chiv? I guess he holds it. All right. What's the reason why you have to eat right away? Now, MSC, don't find this halacha that's eating exercise only by pas. By other maicharim, you don't find that you have to eat exercise beginning in the meal. It's only mentioned by pas. So there are a number of reasons why it's mentioned. Why? That's brought down in Achrenim. There's a dogma of other. One reason says, speaks out the dogma of other. Dogma of other and Simon Kuf Samach Zayin says like this. The reason why you have to eat exercise right away after Bechas HaMaitzi, because the other macharim, you eat during the meal. You eat bread, but you're eating, fish, eating chicken, eating potatoes, chalons, whatever, you're eating other parts, things in the meal. So why don't you make a little potatoes during the meal? You wash HaMaitzi, but why don't you make Adama? Because everything comes tofel to the pas. The dogma of Allah, since you don't make a bracha, and all the macharim don't fail, so you should eat the beginning, because that's the beginning, so all the foods after should come a tofel. And if you don't eat right away, it could be it's not a tofel. So if it's not a tofel, then it didn't have to make a bracha on all those things, and all the food you eat, fish, chicken, and so on. So if therefore that's why you should eat it, because that's the beginning, so that all the food, the rest of the suda, it should come a tofel. Even though we don't paskin like this, Ladina, if you look at Simon Kofai and Zion, doesn't say you have to begin in the meal. As long as during the meal you have the Kzai Sei Chiyos Pras, which we're going to talk about probably next year. But since, still Afal Pikein, same thing by says in the Sefer Shari Bracha, Per Chesif Kondalot. But he ends off, Tzorachim Amaisa. Ikri Shiid Kzaiis, we don't paskin Ladina. As long as you eat exercise during the meal, it becomes tofel. So it's still considered tofel. B'chatchila, you should be chayshish for this dogma of Allah. For other macharim, each one has a chiv by itself. So in Meva, you don't have to eat exercise at the beginning when you make the bracha. So that's one svar. There should be a tofel. Even though the dina we don't hold like that, but at least to be right to that, there should be a tofel. That's what dogma of Allah says. The Eish Avram says a different reason. The Eish Avram from Das Kedoshim says in Kuf Samach Zayin says a different reason completely. Why do you read the Kazayas at the beginning of the meal? Because since you made a bracha on Tils Yadayim, so you want the Tils Dan Chal on the Tils Achila. So therefore, so you make the Tils Yadayim on the Kazayas, like I mentioned before. So therefore, you have to have the Kazayas so that the Tils Yadayim should go on that. So that's the Svar of the Eish Avram. The third Svar I saw is in the Sefer Shari Bracha Per Gimel, then the Sif cut in their mouth, he brings out a Joshua Satzlach that says they should eat a Kazayis for a different reason completely. That if you eat Kazayis right away after you make the Bracha Maitzi, because you shouldn't want to Chashashin Yimokam. Sometimes you might get up and see you eat a bite of bread and you go outside for a minute. So Mela, if it's a Shin Yimokam, you didn't have a Kazayis yet, then you have to make it, you have to make a Maitzi again. So therefore, Al Shino Mokan, you might be Shino Mokan if you're less than a Kazayas. So maybe you Kazayas right away, so you don't have a problem with Shino Mokan. These are three reasons I mentioned in Paiskim. I want to mention a fourth reason. A fourth reason is because especially in America, or in the country that have serve a lot of food, you don't eat bread. You wash a maitzi, you eat bread, you slice it. Maybe you eat a slice of bread, then you eat chicken, you eat fish, you eat a full course meal. And very often you don't go back to the bread anymore. So very often you don't eat exactly as fast, especially children. Your children, they take a bite of bread and that's all they eat. They don't eat. They eat fish, they eat chicken, they stop eating bread. So if you don't have exactly bread, then nothing comes tougher to the bread. It doesn't come tougher. So maybe you have to make, if you don't have exactly bread, the chayachis pras, you have to make a bracha. You eat fish, you have to make shahakal. You eat chicken, you got to make a... You make shemako patas also. You eat potatoes, you make adomi. Everything you eat during the meal, you have to make a bracha. Every bracha l'shana. It only comes tafel, only have a kazayis. So the reason it's practical that a person should eat kazayis as soon as they wash a mitzi, so mela, you shouldn't run into a problem, you might forget later on of having kazayis at bread. Especially children. They only take a bite into it, certainly you should be makbet that the children should eat a kazayis at the beginning of the meal. So mela, you're assured that they can bench, first of all, they can bench, and secondly, that everything comes tafel to it. I tell people, if of a 2-pound rye bread, if you have a middle slice, be sure you have a kazayis then.
What about challah?
Challah. Depends if it's home baked or maybe bakery. Bakery is very fluffy, no? You probably need more.
In a home baked, what is it?
Again, I can't tell you. You need a kazayis of flour?
Kazayis of flour?
Huh?
Kazayis of bread.
Kazayis of flour and water and egg. We'll talk about that also. Okay. All right. I would not know. I haven't eaten this a bakery challah for a long time, so I really can't tell you.
Regarding shimi muffin, how come when you go to the restaurant, you watch, you have no piece of bread and then you go to your table?
That's something else. They do that. I don't do that. I go to my table and I don't dry my hands. I dry my hands on the way to the place where I eat. And then afterwards, I finish drying my hands and get there. Then I make a bracha on the pot that I have at the table.
Is that part of the Nagamore apply to wine also? If you didn't drink wine and it's going to putter other liquids.
Yeah.
You also have to drink a revius pressed in order that.
That's work? A shadow by itself. Some hold a mashu. If you have a mashu wine, there's a putter, all other drinks and so on.
Right.
You ask an interesting shadow. So, yeah, I won't go into that. It's not on the agenda today, but it's important shadow. So, yeah, every Shabbos. You go. Yeah, you make kiddush in shul. A lot of shuls have kiddush. So the rav makes the kiddush, and then a lot of people drink some of the little bit of the wine. So if they drink, the question is, you drink a little wine, does it pata? First, the person who makes kiddush has to drink more mukaf anyway. So by him, it for sure patas. But everyone drinks a little mashu, does it pata? If you drink a mashu of that wine, does it pata all the drinks? Let's say you drink soda afterwards. Does it pata or not? So it's a machlek, the bi'alacha. Brings a machlekes apayskim. Ladina, there's a chumri chesiyisrik says it does pata, and also I had someone ask this from Moshe. I didn't ask him directly. Ask Moshe for me. Moshe also said also if you drink a mashu of wine, it patas all the mashkins you have during. So if you drink some of the kiddush wine, then you don't have to make a bracha on the pot. I mean, forget you shouldn't make a bracha on the wine. Okay.
Going back to the washing station, is that not chatzilo? What's done?
I don't do it. It seems mother to me. Because if it says it seems mother to me. I wash, I make a mitzvah where I'm sitting.
Right.
That's a shmuzla. It depends what the mezayin is. Is it lakshin? No, we'll talk about that eventually. But the answer is no, it doesn't. All right. Only cakes should be inside.
Right. For sure, you have to, when everybody who sits down to a meal and tends to eat stuff other than the bread,
right.
And in order, so you have to eat it, because I have to stay up for us
right.
Every time.
What do you mean every time? Every time you sit down to eat.
Otherwise, you're going to make it.
You run into a problem. What do you mean every time? You've washed up, Mike. See, during that meal, you have to have exercise, kelchus, pras. Yes.
You eat something during the meal other than bread.
Right.
I mean, everybody intends to eat something.
Right, besides bread. But if you want it to be a tuffle to the bread, you have to be careful eating exercise, kelchus, pras.
So if I have guests and they sit on a diet, they just want a little piece of bread.
They're not. They have to make a bracha everything in the meal. If they don't have a kazayis, then they have to make a. If they don't plan to have a kazayis, if they plan, Marshall, let's say they have cake at the end of the meal. A cake is like pas. Most cakes have to do like pas. So maybe you could use. But if you don't plan to have a. You don't put that exactly as fast.
They're not eating cake.
Right.
Huh.
I'm saying when I have guests, they say I'm on a diet. I just want to.
Yeah, people on diet have cake anyway.
Not at my house. They do it when they're home.
What?
They do it when they go home, not in front of, not in front of me.
If they say they only can eat a little amount of bread, they're on a diet or they're on a gluten, you know, or right. Medical reasons, whatever it is, they must have a kazayis. There's no way out. If they don't have a kazayis, they have to make a bracha on everything during the meal. Push it. Even though Mishabur says in Kufayin Zion, Mishabur says that you should eat pasta, because he's not sure. But the Aruch HaShulchan, Ramosha, all the Paiskim speak out that if you don't have the kazayas, and the Mogavon speaks out, Mogavon beginning kuf ayin zayin, and the primogonim there, they speak out clearly that if you have less than the kazayas of bread, it doesn't come tofu, you must make a bracha on every time during the meal. Mishibur is a little vague about it, but the sense of paiskim, you have to make a bracha you have during the meal. Pasha, that's right. All right. Now we're going to invite the halachas of pas. Certain things are made from chamishim in edogim. Certain things you have to wash on, and certain things have a din. You don't make a mitzvah, you only make mezainis. So we mentioned a number of cases today. Matzahs and matzahs crackers. Everyone knows you make a mitzvah on matzahs. It's not poshut. It's not poshut. The mechaber says in Kuf Samech Zayin Siv Zayin. Kuf Samech Siv Zayin. There are three types of pasta baba kistin, which we'll talk a special shiur on that, mitzvah Hashem. But the last yesh oimim that the mechaber says, it brings on the shittos of Haigoin. Rav Haigoin says, pas din shaitim aitim ka'avim yaveshim. You make a thin thing, crackers like the kaitim aitim, and you chew them. Heimnikraim, whatever it is, the dishkunish. So the mishmur speaks out. That's the lashon of mechaber. So mishmur speaks out and sifkot lamed hay. The nasim heimdigin dog. This is made from heimini dog and water. And the reason why you make the zainis, since it's not made for eating kriya suda. Even though it has dim lechon, has all the ingredients of bread, it's flour and water. It has dagan and mayim, and you bake it. But still, since it's made only for snacks, it's not even for kriya suda. You don't make hamaytzi. However, but it's called possible bekisnin. And the Taz speaks out in Sifkot and Zayin that even Ramah, it says no eyes on the shita. So come down according to this, all mini matzahs, no matter big matzah, regular matzahs, you know, square matzahs, or you have these matzah crackers, your chayre should be making only mezainis and not birchas hamitzi. There's a chilas in Hashem, in chelik beis, simin yod beis. The chayre pashis, according to mechaber, matzahs, all matzahs should make mezainis. There's a chilas in Hashem, in chelik beis, simin yod beis, and also the Torah says the exact same thing. In Kuf Samech Chesiv Zayin, he brings down a Shuvas Gan HaMelech. Shuvas Gan HaMelech that says the Svar, but he's Derechit. He says, since it's Ikach Yon Yad HaPesach, let's stop making our Mezainis on Matzahs on Pesach. Everyone makes eats the Sedarim with Matzahs on Pesach. So since it's Ikach Yon Yad HaPesach, and the Hashimis of Matzahs, Kaveyat Yemek HaMaiti, it's a Dim like Pas Goma. So come down according to this, even in Shai Moish Hashanah, Dr. Masham, it's Megal, even though really Al Pidin, you should only make only Mezainis on Matzahs. But since on Pesach, it's Megal, you make HaMaiti on it, so in Mela, all, it's Megal on the rest of the year also, as a Dim Lechem also. So it's Kaveyat for the whole year. That's what Masham says, and same thing when Moshe said the same thing about Peh. However, matzah crackers, since it's made only for snack alone, and so you're not going to be only for a snack, you're not going to be sued on it, then come back to dinner of the Shulchan Aruch, there's dinner possible to kiss them. And you only make aunt mezainis. And same thing by says, in the Masham, you look in the Masham Mafteches, it's not in the tshuva itself, the Maftech, because some Maftechas, in the Maftech in the back, a lot of times he adds on to the tshuva. So by says to him, if you eat it as matzah crackers, you should make only Mezainis, because you're not covering it. The same thing speaks out that Hatzvi in Orachayim Simon Tzadikalov. He says clearly that matzah crackers, that even though it's made only from flour and water, you make mezainis. And when Moshe was shown a matzah cracker, he says same thing. This is matzahs. Even though it's made from matzah, same ingredient. It's probably made by the same company and still alpha pecan a matzah crackers. You only make a mezainis. The Hatzvi adds on. Hatzvi says, Maisif, that certainly if matzah crackers are made, you add in sugar or oil or other type of tavlinim in there, that's nicker the time of that you can tell the taste of the tavlin, then certainly you make mezainis. There's a tshuva.
Sugar is a tavlin?
Sure. It gives a taste, sweet. It makes it sweet.
Sweeter.
It's sweeter. If you tell it sweet, that's enough, right? Yeah.
Also,
you do it for taste. Some people oil for taste.
Oilier or
right, right. You don't feel the dog in itself.
To be like garlic or something.
No, no, no. Okay. The Hatzri, that's what the Hatzri says. The Tshuva and Tzitzeliezer and Chelik et al. Simiotes. He wants to say that our type of matzahs today is not the case of the Rav Haigoin. Why? Because they wait, when you see where they make matzahs, when they make matzahs, they make a big dough, and then they cut it into slices, and then they bake it. So Shas, when they bake the matzahs, it's blios some other like lechem, just to cut it afterwards. So Mela is has din like lechem amish goma, and therefore you have to make a mitzi on the kuli alma. Today, even those paiskim who are mefatfik, but I hope you should make a mitzi on it. It comes out according to him. How do you make a mitzi on regular matzahs? But he doesn't mention a word about matzah crackers. Would seem to me that he'll hold like the Masham, like the Moshe and the Hatzvi, that his mitzvah achilas aroi, you make a mezainis on it. In the Sefer, the same bracha, quotes of Shlomo Zalman also, the Shlomo Zalman also holds on matzah crackers, you make a mezainis. However, let me just finish. It would seem to me, Poshit, that the Kuli Alma, if someone's conveyed to the matzah crackers, they buy a box of matzah crackers, and he's on the road, and he's hungry, and he's eating it for breakfast, lunch, or supper. If he eats a lot of it, enough to fill himself, enough kidei suda, enough to fill himself up, then even he'll be maida, you make a maitzi, and birchas amazin. Now, pretzels same dose. Let's say you have a bag of pretzels. So you know, maybe you take 2-3 pretzels. But sometimes, you know, that's your original intention. But, you know, it tastes good, and you start eating, you eat a whole bag. You have to, in fact, it's brought down. We'll talk about it in the future. You should stop, wash a mitzi, plan to eat the rest of the bag, and wash a mitzi, and bench. As you finish the bag, you're full from it, even though you only made a mezainis, you have to bench. Just the svadim. The real svadim, we're talking about not the dab nusuf svad. It's the ones, you know, from North Africa, they hold vadina, they even on regular sized matzahs, you make mezainis in our michya. Just Pesach, they make a mitzi and bichzmon. Since Pesach is special halacha, so only Pesach, they make a mitzi bichzmon. In fact, there's a whole shayla, tumul in achrenisha, in achrenim from the svadim. What time you have matzahs left over? Let's say, boys, you have 10 pounds of matzahs. You only ate 8 pounds. You have 2 pounds left. But on Pesach, you made a mitzi. Now you have the 2 pounds left over. Do you have to make a mitzi or not? In achrenim, in the svadim, the tumul. It's not the geyos. I didn't want to go into it. The machlokes in Achrenim. No, they do. Some make thick and some make like us. And some buy our matzahs. Right.
Hey, but the Sfarish matzah historically were the thick ones.
Yeah.
What
today, most of them make it thinner.
Steve, but you're talking about you make it on the
I can't answer. The Chavadas from Rabbi Adi Yosef and Chere Gimel, Simin Yud Beis. He writes like this, that certainly those who make mezainis are matzahs, certainly yeshua milismach. However, the chassidim and shemaisa from the svadim, the noyot eat matzah, b'tzai chasuda, of they make a mitzi on a regular piece of bread, niyotzai chasuda, or the kavei suda on a matzah. Then they wash their hands and make a mitzi and bichas amazin. That's what the chassidim and shemaisa from the svadim, because they're a little... You know, since there are many achrenim hold, you make a mitzi on it. So mela, they were machma on the matzahs. But mikadin, pashtus, you don't have to. You make them the svadim make mezainis. Okay, now I'll talk another thing. Any questions on this? Yes.
Some years ago, there was the shul going around about the Father Shem, whether or not a person should really be making hamotzi on Cheerios.
We'll get to that. We hold Cheerios, you make them a Zionist.
Okay, but
what's that? Yes or no. That has nothing to do with this, but we'll get to it.
Zionist is talking about
matzahs,
not pot.
I'm talking matzahs only. Next, I'm talking. Yeah, you have a question?
I have a question on pot.
Yeah, what?
If you have pot, apples, and cinnamon, and everything inside of the pot,
what's that? That's something else. We're going to get to that. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to that.
Okay. The main reason why matzah was the killer would not be on
Really should not be a mitzi, but since we use it for a mitzi for Pesach. Because it's not tuas of the nama. It doesn't look like bread, and it's hard. It's not like regular bread. Yes. You stop. You wash these yiras yadayim. You know, you don't make a mechir. You don't make a mechir. You wash. Make the yiras yadayim for eating more in kizayis, and you bench.
You make a motzi?
Yes.
Even though you made
Yes.
Why isn't that above all?
We'll get to that. This is not part of the shiur today. Okay.
You
know it's coming this year. You
make
alamir here,
you go out
in
your car, come back in,
and
then make another mizrahim. And then before the year, go out and come back in.
What are you? What's so terrible?
Make
your
mitzi.
Huh?
You're on the road.
You're
on the road.
Today, there's no problem on the road. Every 10 minutes, there's a. All right. Okay. All right. Now we'll talk about bagels and bagel chips and pizza chips. All right. Bagels, it's a four shemechaba, what bracha you made. Mechaba says, in kuf samachai and sif yudalat. This is the lashon of mechaba. Cholot. So in the parentheses of the Shulchan Aruch says, what does it mean? Pirish kimin pas chotem ha'isa v'ayischem. You take it, and first you dip it in hot water. Shacha kach ofu batana, and after you bake it in an oven, pas gomahu, v'avach ofu ha'maitzi. So our bagels today, I'm told, it's dipped into hot water. Is that correct? Dipped in hot water. Then if you stick it in the oven, you bake it. So according to that, a bagel, you make a mitzi l'chol ha'deis. And the Mishmur speaks out, why in Sifkot Pei Dalet? That's lina basa seif. And in Sifkot Pei says, Rav Achreinu holds that let's say, if I take this bagel and I dipped it into honey, or into I deep fried it into in shemen or in oil, then it comes pasul kisim, like we'll see later on, like donuts, deep fried donuts we'll talk about. So Ameira says the Mishmur is Maisiv. Another important thing, he says da the ainu nika pasul b'kisnin ella shetogna b'chol kach shemen. When does it lose its sewer pas? It's shame pas. It has been pasul b'kisnin. It's only when you dip it in oil. Actually, hema ika, that's the ika, the tam, the gabra kemach. It has also a different tam than the flour. Shmosha kosher amor, the korah, the pasuk kismin of Zion. So come down according to this. Bagel, our type of bagels, you have to make hamaitzi. You must make hamaitzi. Because first they cook it, and afterwards they bake it. However, bagel chips, or pizza chips, if Shlomo Zalman holds, it's quoted in the Sefer, the same bracha. He says, it's totally how you make it. How you make bagel chips. If you bake the bagels first, Almanas, the bagel, the company, the same company that makes the bagel chips, makes their own bagels. So when they bake the bagels, Almanas, to make a bagel chip, or same thing, pita bread. The same company that makes the pita bread, and they make pita chips, do you make mezainis then? Because it's made v'chatchila, even though it's made from bread from bagels itself. But since it's made mitchila to make bagel chips out of it or pita chips, then you make mezainis. Since it's made mitchila for achilas aroi. However, if you eat so much of it, enough to fill yourself up from it, you mal crazy mehem, or you cut a suit on it, then you make hamaitzi. If I buy a bag of bagel chips and I plan to eat it, fill myself up with bagel chips, you must wash, make it to your daim, you mesh mighty and bench. Another thing, he says, another thing, important halacha, which is once was negay in Chicago, I don't think it was negay anymore, that let's say if the company that makes bagel chips don't make their own bagels, they make their own bagel chips, the company makes their own bagel chips. So what they do, where they get the bagels, they tell them the bakery, all the leftover bagels at the end of the day, ship it to us. And they make bagel chips out of it. You don't know if it's old or not old. Why do you get old? Because it's cheaper, probably. So They haven't shipped the bagel chips to another company. So Mela, these bagels are made with chila, are made with chatzchila for bread, even though it's and after another company buys it and makes bagel chips out of it, then zichi you have to make hamaisi, because not bottle shem lechem from the first afiyah. That's what the sense of the paiskim is. If Shlomo Zalman says it, another paiskim say it also. Another case.
How does anybody know?
Huh? It's a good question. How does the consumer know?
I just assumed that
most companies
It used to be on Mo. I remember many years ago, the Talmud Baker used to. Ackerman told me.
Right.
This is a buy. But today, most companies make it. You can assume that it's that the same company made it.
Why isn't the rule of any gishel after fear in the field buy?
Huh?
What is the rule of any gishel after field buy?
It's not Shabbat. What do you mean? You look at the safe. Doesn't you look at the safe? And the safe it's baked. All
right.
Melba Toast.
What about my originally it was bagels and then they use it, but if you make a matzah, I mean they make matzahs and then you buy matzahs and then you try to cut it off and they use it as crackers.
They don't do that. It's not made like that.
What about matzah bry?
Matzah bry will get to. We're gonna talk about Mr. Sham matzah bry. It's on the list, but not today. What? Yes or no? Yeah. Yes, you make a maisi because of Pesach. Okay.
So the maisi, if you have a maisi and you start make the maisi into crackers afterwards, it's still maisi, right?
Yeah, right.
Some are maisi crackers that are made.
Mitzchila as crackers. You have to make a maisi on it. Yes. Yes. What? Doesn't matter. But since Pesach is Kaveh, that's why. Right, Pesach is Kaveh. Another yes.
Right. Instead of bagel chips, what if they take the recycled old bread, cut it down further into croutons, toast it?
We'll get to that. It's on the list. Okay. Homemade croutons. We'll talk about that. Okay? If you let me, give me a chance. I don't think we're going to get to it anymore. Melba toast. What bach do you make on Melba toast? Everyone knows what Melba toast is? Melba toast. It's a Shailen Paiskim. But I'm going to say what the Shlomo Zalman holds. The Shlomo Zalman quotes and says the same bracha. Quotes from Shlomo Zalman that says, on Melba toast, you make mezainis. Some of the English forms say you make a mitzi on it. But if Shlomo Zalman, what's Melba toast? Melba toast, I should have brought. Melba toast is take regular bread, and then you you toast it, but it's real small pieces. I think dehydrated. They dehydrate, make it into small pieces. It looks like bread toast. That's what it looks like. Okay? What?
It's not a shrinking machine.
Whatever it is, they. Okay.
They make a small loaf.
All right, anyway, so Melba toast, that Shlomo Zalman says, you make a mezainis. It's mamish the case of haiglein, avim yaveshim, that is thin and dry. So mela, that's of haiglein. Even though the tchila, you bake it, has a ton of lechem, and afterwards they cut up in pieces, the small pieces, and they bake it a second time to make it thin, still since it's not made mitchila shem lechem, only kavanah to eat it to make a melba toast to eat as a chil saray. So then the din is you make a mezainis, because since it's hard, you only need a chil saray, and it's worse than matzahs. Matzah at least you can it's softer comparatively to melba toast. Melba toast is harder than that. So after pikein, you make only a mezainis. However, pashtus if you carry suit on it, pashtus you make a mitzi. Same thing. Let me just finish one more thing. Who are doing the same thing? Let's say a company, like I mentioned before, a company did not bake bread to make Melba toast. But one company bought from a second company their old bread, and from the old bread, they're making now Melba toast. So if Shlomo Zalman holds that if it was made before Melba toast, then you make Hamaitzi. So now you want to make from you buy it from a one company buys another company, and now you want to make melba toast out of it. You have to make hamaitzi on that melba toast because the first afi is not batal, and was made with shem lechem. And same thing speaks out b'shalem zalman and back at sefer same bracha and oisid gimel. That depends how it, if it's baked the tchila when you make the melba toast the tchila you use the pots to make melba toast. And it was made in tchila, they make mezainis only. But if it's made afterwards, but let's say if I buy it from another company, then you have to make a mitzi. If I don't buy from a company, I make from beginning to the end, from beginning of the product to the end, then you make a mezainis.
It's actually mixture. Anytime you need a lot of pots, you have to bend. That means if I know I'm going to have a bag of peasants, I'm going to feel up to dying, I make
some donuts, and then I make a mitzi. No, a mitzi. Make a mitzi. A mitzvah, yes. Make you don't make tisadayim on the mezainis. Make it on mitzvah. No, you make it tisadayim. You wash, make it tisadayim. You make a mitzvah in your bench. Enough that you fill yourself up.
Right.
How much? We'll talk about mitzvah Shem. It's on the agenda for next week. The next shiur, since next week is a shchaydish, so the shiur is not going to be 9:50, it'll be 9:30.